Rain. It bounces off rooftops, washes down buildings, and races off driveways and parking lots into the street, joining hundreds of gallons more, rushing for storm drains and a new home in nearby rivers and creeks. All manner of dirt and disease are guaranteed passengers along the way. 40 years into a national crusade to save the Chesapeake Bay, attention centers on this most difficult of targets, stopping pollution that washes off with the rain. Maryland's answer has been to tax property owners for their rainwater runoff and reward those who take remedial action. Trouble is, not every property owner is treated equally, and government properties don't have to pay at all. Patrick Donahoe, president of the Maryland Retailers Association, says that is neither fair nor practical.
Stormwater runoff does not know the tax status or ownership of the property over which it runs. If you're really committed to managing it, it should be blind to ownership.
Maryland's 10 most populous subdivisions were directed to create a fee to finance remedial steps to meet federal Clean the Bay guidelines. But thanks to local political pressures, they have responded quite differently. The result is a hodgepodge. For example, in Annapolis, the privately owned Navy Stadium pays a $500 annual stormwater fee to the city. Yet the nearby Annapolis Mall was billed nearly $35,000 by Anne Arundel County. That fee could be reduced by mitigation credits, but only by half. Meanwhile, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation paid $2,000 to the county last year on its bayfront headquarters a few miles away. But the environmental advocacy group is due a refund, thanks to a $1 token charge granted to churches that was later extended to all nonprofits.
I think that we were trying to be as fair as we could.
That was Republican County Councilman Dick Ladd, who acknowledged concerns about how the county fee is applied. The question of who should pay is particularly troublesome in Baltimore, where City Delegate Maggie McIntosh says 33% of the buildings are non-taxable structures owned by governments or nonprofits, compared to an 11% average in the counties.
So when it comes to stormwater runoff, we do have to look to the nonprofit sector to be a part of the solution.
Churches and synagogues get a break on the city fee, but not for their parking lots or other buildings. Nonprofits are assessed on the same square footage basis as homeowners. For the Johns Hopkins Medical Complex, the annual charge, before mitigation credits, could exceed $46,000. But there's still the dilemma of state and local government buildings, which were exempted from the stormwater fee by the General Assembly in 2012. Delegate Al Carr, a Montgomery County Democrat, tried to close that hole in the fee base last year.
Government agencies aren't exempt from paying their water bills, so they shouldn't be exempt from paying their stormwater utility fees.
Governor Martin O'Malley put $2.8 million in this year's budget to compensate counties for runoff from state property. But Howard County Republican Senator Alan Kittleman, who tried in vain to repeal the fee mandate, said the state should be required to participate.
I mean, I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and we need to treat everybody equally.
Perhaps especially when both the goose and the gander dirty up the rain. For WYPR, I'm Karen Hostler.